It is truly good to be here this morning. Yeah, I spent all day yesterday on this. I prayed and I wept over it and cried and I studied it. Brother Chuck texted me one time and he said, "You got that Sunday school lesson ready?" And knowing that he's a maintenance guy, I said, "Brother Chuck, I'm back in here in my study right now and I'm doing preventive maintenance on this message. I'm greasing it up, make sure it's got oil in it." Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Praise God. We just need to check ourselves sometime, yes. Don't we?
Yes.
Am I ready, Lord?
That's right.
Am I ready? Thank God. Am I in condition?
That's right.
Lord, helps me this morning. I want to teach us your last day spiritual weapons. How many knows we're in the last days? Your last day spiritual weapons. It is sad to say, but there are many people who are defeated from the time they get up in the morning till they go to bed at night.
That's right.
It's the truth. They live a life of dread. They worry about today and fret. They're troubled about tomorrow. Brother Jason, it seems just like the red horse of Revelation, the apocalypse, is now appearing on the world scene. Its rider is taking peace from the earth. The spirit of fear is unleashed on our society.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are being controlled by this horrible monster of fear. It has entered the homes of the rich and the poor and has bound many. And it's right now knocking on the door of the church. Is there a remedy? Is there a remedy? How many has ever had that old spirit of fear to knock on your heart's door?
Yeah.
With worries and cares and fears. Come on. God helps me. I want to teach this morning on prayer. Here it is. God is wanting us to know this morning that there are two key elements that will take you through every trouble and trial. Listen, without these two elements in this modern age and the trying times of these last days, we will not endure and will not hold up. We'll end up in failure and defeat unless we have both of these in our life operating. It will surely spell our doom. Do you know what these two weapons are? One of them was mentioned this morning. Prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation. A call to pray and to meditate upon the Lord. Now listen. It'll take an everyday dedicated prayer life. I know that to be a fact. Prayer is from the heart. What's the difference in these two, Brother Tommy? What is the difference between prayer and meditation? Prayer is from and of the heart. Meditation is from and of the mind. You are covered when you have both of these. These two are strong pillars that will sustain you and hold you up as the legs do your body. Prayer and meditation will hold up the very life and the very soul. When you have these two pillars, your spiritual house will stand. When the storms come and the winds blow, when it's pouring the rain and the floods come, you'll be secure. Can you say, "Lord, help me to pray from my heart and help me to keep my mind up on you"? The Bible said that God will keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on him because we trust in him. What was it David in Psalms said? "Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle." What was it Solomon said? "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life," where you really, really live and your spiritual life is of the heart, but you need the helmet of salvation upon. You need the mind of Christ. You need your mind renewed every day. Hallelujah. With a spiritual mind, and let us walk in the spirit and not walk after the flesh. As Brother Jason said, sometimes we're too earthly minded to be any heavenly good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord ahead and say, Lord, we're living in the last days, and the powers of hell is unleashed on our society. But I'm glad, Brother Chuck, that there's peace in God. God gives peace and consolation when we pray and seek His face. Hallelujah. What was it Solomon said? He said, attend. He said, my son, attend unto my words and incline thine ear unto my sayings, and let them not depart from mine eyes, for they are health unto our flesh and its power. Hallelujah. When you hide God's word in your heart and you look at it, there's a faith that'll come, and there's hope and consolation when you fill your mind and your eyes with God's holy word. Raise your little hand and praise Him. I tell you, when you pray and when you meditate and when you read your Bible, it'll give you a peace that'll pass all understanding. It's a peace this world knows nothing about. I feel the Lord this morning. The Holy Ghost is saying, if you want to be an overcomer, you got to have both a prayer and meditation upon Him.
Amen. That's right.
If I could personify these two, they'll be your very best friends
right.
in trouble and trial.
Yeah.
I want you with me, prayer. On one side, come here, meditation. I want you on the other. And I want you to hold me up. You're my pillars.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, dear God. They both go together to be an overcomer. You cannot have one without the other and have success and victory.
You're right.
One of them controls the heart. Yes, Jesus. The other rules the mind, and they both keep the body and the life.
Yes.
Prayer is of the heart. Listen, it's poured forth from deep within your inner man. Yes. Whew, that's what real prayer is. It's being honest and open to God. It's seeking Him with every core within you. It's opening up your very inner being to Him. Seeking Him and reaching to Him is real prayer. Oh God, it's poured forth from the heart, from deep within your inner man.
Yeah.
It issues from the very core and desires of your heart and your soul. How many desires Jesus with everything you got in this hour that I'm living in, Brother Earl? I want Him. Oh, I feel that this morning. I want Him. The world don't want Him, but I want Him. Raise your little hand. I want more of You, Jesus. I desire more of You, Lord. The Bible said, "Thou life thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Delight means to take great pleasure in. Does it thrill us to get alone with God and to have communion with Him? Does it tickle us and thrill us to get in a secret place of the Most High and open up our very soul to God and say, "Lord, I'm thirsty. Hallelujah, I need a drink from the well. I'm hungry for the heavenly manna. I send the angels food down. My Lord, here is my cup. I fill it up, Lord."
Amen.
Do you have a desire?
Yes.
Do you pray every day? Do you seek His face? Scripture says, seek. David said, "When thou saidest unto me, seek ye my face." My heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face will I seek. Seek the Lord in his face. Seek his strength evermore. Seek him. There's strength in him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's victory when you seek him.
Victory.
Prayer. What is prayer, Brother Tommy? What do we do when we pray? Prayer is talking to the Lord just like I would Brother Jason.
Yeah.
I would open up to him, telling what's inside and what I feel. Come on now. It's telling him your every request, your every need.
Oh God.
It is seeking his guidance. Lead me, God. Guide me, God. Keep me, Lord. It's seeking his assistance. I need help that can only come from you. I need your help, oh Lord. It is asking for his divine touch. Lead me, Lord, and keep me. Dear Jesus, I want to be in your will. Oh Lord, can you say, Lord, this morning, give me your grace and send me your touch. How many knows that we need the Lord to come and to save and to heal and deliver? The Bible said, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That word keep in the Greek means to garrison about. It builds a wall around your mind. It builds a hedge around your heart. When you pray and you got your mind meditating on the Lord, it puts a hedge around you. Woo! Raise your hand and praise him. The devil can't get through. He can't break through of that hedge of prayer and meditation. Woo!
Amen.
I tell you, there's power in the Word of God. Power in prayer. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's prayer.
Prayer.
But what about meditation? And a lot of people wonder why they're defeated. Why is Satan's footprints all over me? Why am I down? What's causing me to be depressed? Can't seem to rise up.
Yes.
I'm troubled in my mind. I'm pressed. It just seems like I feel so low. Could it be we're not praying and seeking him and meditating on him? There's power in it, my friend. Holy God. Meditation, on the other hand, is from and of the mind. Ooh. What do you do with your mind during the day? If you could take a pen and you could start of a morning and put every thought down, that you think, but the time you get up of a morning till you go to bed of a night, and you read that before you went to sleep, how many lines have you filled up right here? How many was for the Lord?
Yes. Come on now.
How many? And we wonder why the mind battles. We wonder why the worries and the fears. We wonder why the depression. We wonder why the defeat. Why are we defeated, oh God?
Why?
Meditation is of and from the mind. It is keeping your mind stayed on the Lord and spiritual things. When you're not praying, you can meditate. Meditation is calling to memory all the good things that the Lord has done. It's calling to remembrance the times the Lord has touched you in your past, has blessed you, how that he's come along and helped you, how that he came through with grace in your every need.
Yes.
Meditate means to think deeply, to think. How many's ever had a, be honest with me, don't raise your hand, but how many has a problem in this area of reaching out there and having to get a hold of that mind? That's not right. Come back here. come back here. Why are you out here in left field? Why are you thinking about this? Why are you thinking about that?
Yeah.
Why? World, things, problems, cares. Why? Reach over and get that mind. Bring it back. Bring it to God in prayer. Bring it to His Word and observe it with your eyes. I'm trying to help us, Brother Jason.
Yes. Doing good.
Trying to help you.
Come on, brother.
Meditate. To think meditate deeply. To concentrate and set the mind on. Meditate is to contemplate, Sister Missy, and to roll over in your mind, to reflect on. It is mental exercise. When you go to thinking about the Lord, how many knows that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Yes, sweet Jesus, give me strength, Lord, a strength of my mind. The Bible, Peter said, to gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope for that grace that'll be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Gird up that loins of your mind. Woo! Hallelujah! Meditation will keep you between your prayer times. So I had a good prayer this morning. When I sat in this service, I've meditated and I thought about these scriptures and I thought about the Lord and Sister Missy and I'm singing this morning. Oh, Jesus, just have eyes closed and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's meditation.
Yeah.
Meditating on what the blessings He's given. It'll keep you between your prayer times and it'll condition your heart for when you do pray.
That's right.
I tell you what, a lot of times we go to God in prayer, go to our prayer closet at the house, and we wrestle for 15 or 20 minutes trying to even get this thing settled down. It's the truth. Yeah. Whereas if you had a song during the day, I'm trying to help us. I praise you, Lord. I got up singing two different songs this morning. Mary got up singing one. I said, my song's different than yours. Hallelujah. Trusting in Jesus. I was just singing this morning.
Yes, trusting in Jesus.
I'm trusting in you, Lord. Oh, sweet God. I love you, Jesus. I got to sing an Amazing Grace, too. I got to sing in two. She got to sing in one. But you know, it makes your day different. And if you've got gospel music at the house, it behooves you to just turn everything else off that's not spiritual.
Yes.
And you'd be surprised what music, good gospel music, will do to your heart and your mind.
That's right.
It'll calm the fears. David says, what was it in Psalms? I read it this morning. The Lord heareth my prayers. And he said, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. Therefore will I sing and give praise. Raise your little hand. It'll make all the difference in this world when your home has got the Spirit of God in it.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Play it in your CD when you come to church, when you go to work, play it. I've had times when God come down in my car, Brother Jason, I had to pull these glasses off. I've handed them to Mary. I said, hold these glasses, because when I start crying, my eyelashes just grabs them tears and flings them across my lens. I'm like Sister Missy. I don't want one speck on my lens. Tears are flowing. I said, I'm starting to cry. Mary, hold these glasses. I don't want no specks and no tears on these glasses. Steer that car. I told Mary how many times, babe, I've told you. I said, man, I feel the Lord. Mary, I just feel like pulling the car over to the road and getting out. I don't care what anybody thinks of raising both hands and say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I've had times, Brother Chuck, I wanted to park the car and get out and absolutely run up and down the highway. Glory to God. Shouting and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Oh, what a spiritual mind will do to you. What a good prayer life will do to you. It'll give you victory. He'll lift you up above your problems.
Yeah, well. Glory.
Sweet God of heaven. It'll get your heart ready for prayer. I want to look at David this morning. Let's look now at the psalmist David, that great, wonderful harp player and that songwriter. God himself said of David, can God say that about us this morning? David is a man after mine own heart. Hallelujah. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so doth my soul pant after thee, O God. That's what David said. Just like a hungry and a thirsty deer out through the woods, the hounds of hell after it and chasing it, the deer can say, if I could just get to the waters, if I could just find the waters, I'm a craving the water. I want to ask you, can we learn from others? Is there people right now that you can think of this morning that you take knowledge of them, how they keep on serving God through all of their troubles? Can you think of any of them?
Come on.
You wonder to yourself, how in this world do they do that with the problems they've got?
Yeah.
What is their secret?
What's the secret?
In their trials and in their sufferings. What is it holding them? Man, I feel him, Brother Jason.
Come on now.
Shake a leg. Shake a leg. Holy God. Holy, 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 Lord, holy. Oh, my, my, hey, oh, raise your hand and praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Lord, we praise him.
Holy, how can we keep on going? How can we keep on serving God? Hallelujah. Why is that desire for us down deep inside the heart to come and meet with God, to come to God's house where his honor and his glory comes and his presence, it just comes and blesses us? What is it down in the heart? Woo! It's a keeping me.
That's right.
Ah, yes, Lord. You wonder to yourself, how in the world do they do that? What is their secret? How do they maintain victory in serving God? All right, Brother David, come here. If I could call him back right now. Here. David, I've read a lot about you. Man, you had ups and downs, and you had many, many, many enemies.
Yeah.
You've even had, here, tell them, you've had faults and failures. You've failed. You've tasted the bitter dregs of defeat. But you've known your highest heights, and you've been lifted up into the heavenly places. You've wrote songs, David, that have blessed our very soul. That 23rd Psalm, David, I've read it over and over. I've preached it. I've taught it. David, can you tell them what is your secret? Man of God, we know that you had your trials. What's your secret for success? David, how did you keep on going? What made you an overcomer through it all? This is what he'll tell you in Psalm 77. In the day of my trouble, I sought God.
Yes.
I sought the Lord. Listen, I cried unto God with my voice. And he gave ear unto me. Here we go. I remembered God. That's meditating. I remembered God. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. How many's ever laid down of a night before you go to sleep? You commune with, even with your own heart. You search your own heart. And from deep within that heart, you aim it up to the Lord and pray and talk to him.
Yes.
Remembrance, 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 remember, call back to memory.
Call back.
What are you saying to us, David?